Allah Ta'ala in great detail illustrates this incident so that till Qiyamah we have in front of us and we have in front of us the recipe of conduct where Allah Ta'ala is giving us a choice. Choose the way of any of these two brothers. And tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, your hashar will be in the saf or in the group which you decided to follow. The incident I am referring to is that which occurred between the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil. Occasion of Jummah is too limited to go into detail. But the crux, just to summarize it, Allama ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi, very lengthy riwayat, he mentions in his commentary. We find that for the preservation of humanity, there was one allowance in the Shariat of Adam alayhi salam. Every year Allah would make it such that twins were born, one girl, one boy. Obviously, humanity had to procreate. So the allowance was given that the boy of this year was allowed to make nikah with his sister born the next year. Allah made it such that the girl or the sister born with Qabil was very pretty and attractive. And the one born with Habil was not very good looking. So Qabil became jealous and he did not want that Habil should marry the more beautiful girl. He wanted her for himself. They took this dispute to their father, Adam alayhi salam. Wahi was sent down. Adam alayhi salam told them that both of you proffer and give some qurbani and sacrifice, some sadaqah. Whoever sadaqah is accepted can marry her. Habil, by trade, he used to tend and raise animals. Qabil was a farmer. The system of sadaqah in those days was whatever they were giving would be placed on top of a mountain on high ground. A flame would come down from the heavens. Whichever one was consumed, it was accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Habil looked for his fattest and best and most prized animal. Qabil looked for his most inferior crop. Both were presented on high ground. A white flame came down from the heaven. The animal of Habil was accepted and it was raised up to the heavens. When this occurred, he became even more angry and more upset and more enraged with his brother. He raised up a staff, a stick, and he advanced threateningly towards his brother, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكْ. I'm going to kill you now. The entire response of Habil to this act of transgression and aggression by his brother is reproduced in the Quran. So that till Qiyamah the recipe is there. When dealing with your family members, when dealing with your blood ties, what should be your response? At what cost should you preserve the unity? What does Habil say to Qabil? لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِي يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, oh my brother, if you will stretch your hand out against me in an aggressive manner to harm me, I will in no way defend myself. I will not strike back at you. You are my brother. I will not exact my right from you. Inni akhafu Allah Rabbul Alameen. I fear Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. But if you will not heed my warning, then my brother, you will carry my sin and your sin, and you will become a resident of Jahannam. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And this is how Allah Ta'ala exacts recompense from those who will become the oppressors. What is the message of Quran? That when dealing with your family members, become mazloom, become the oppressed one. This concept of family ties is emphasized to such an extent in hadith. In one hadith it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala has given family ties a physical form. Allah, inna Allah Ta'ala lamma khalaqa rahim, when Allah created family ties, Allah Ta'ala addressed it and said, ana ar-Rahman wa anta ar-Rahim. I am Rahman and you are family ties. Asilu man wasalani feek wa aqta'u man qata'ani feek. The one who will preserve you, I will preserve him. And the one who will break you and destroy you, I, Allah, will destroy him. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna ar-Rahim mu'allakum bil arsh yunadi al-layla wal-nahar. Ya Rabbi, sil man wasalani waqta' man qata'ani. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that family ties is holding on to the arsh of Allah. Every morning and evening, family ties addresses Allah and says, oh my Rabb, join the one who joins me. The one who preserves me, preserve him. And the one who destroys me, destroy him. This is the extent to which family ties, the preservation of it, is emphasized in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is it possible in an ummah which has such ta'aleem, which has such teachings in front of it, that we can find situations like what we see prevalent in society today? Hearts filled with hatred for one another. Brother is not prepared to smile at his own brother. Few years ago, two Muslims took one another to court in India. Hindu judge, he addressed them and he said that today two Muslims have come and brought their dispute in front of me. There will only be one loser. The loser is Islam. The loser is Islam. We have in front of us the Shariat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life is replete with incidents.